Hey, we're all looking to save, especially on medical bills, but where do you start? Now, unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings, well, it can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance, and they flag errors like overbilling or wrong codes and fraud. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, saving starts with knowing where to look. Go to their website. It's healthlock.com today before you see any other healthcare provider. You know, we're so fortunate in this country to have a military that is 100% volunteer. That's why Pure Talk proudly supports America's Warrior Partnership and their mission to prevent veteran suicide. Now, you can help this great cause simply by choosing a wireless company that shares your values. You can make the switch, the same service, cell towers, 5G network as the big carriers, and the best 5G network, $20 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N, make the switch. puretalk.com/Sean for superior cell phone service and helping a vet in need. Hey, warmer days remind us of fond summer memories. Now you can make those moments year-round with the Michael Phelps Swim Spa by our friends at Master Spas, and that combines the leisure of a hot tub with the exercise benefits of a pool. Now, Master Spas technology is incredible with LED lighting, beautiful waterfalls, and those super powerful water jets installed in just one day. You're going to love it. Proudly made in America. Use the promo code Hannity in the upper right-hand corner. That's masterspas.com for up to $1,000 off. You can exercise, relax, recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand I trust, masterspas.com. All right, thank you, Scott Shannon, and thanks to all of you for being with us. Happy Monday, 800-941-SEAN, our number this Monday. You want to be a part of the program. We got a lot of news. Let me start off with, I just cannot stand lying. I just don't like it. Any of you have had kids, they'll try it. They're going to do something stupid. Every kid does something stupid. My list of stupid stuff as a kid, by the way, is a pretty extensive list. However, when you say to your children, okay, did you do this? And you know they're just flat out lying to you. Did you eat the cookie? No, I didn't eat the cookie. What do they have all over their face? Chocolate chip cookies. I'm like, okay, you ate the cookie. Now you're lying to me. I'm more pissed off you're lying to me than you are about eating this stupid cookie. And that is what the Biden campaign is now reduced to. They cannot run on the question of, are you better off than you were 4 years ago? So they've weaponized the Department of Justice. That is to keep Donald Trump, you know, drowning with legal issues. So he can't campaign the entire year. But Joe Biden, everything they have tried, even his jacked up State of the Union partisan hackery speech that he gave, isn't working. Poll numbers have shown that he went down. He didn't go up. He didn't get a bounce at all. And Joe Biden is now trying to shore up a base that is leaving him in droves. And it's not one poll that I'm referring to. It is pretty much every poll. Now, both the Republican and Democratic Party are coalition parties. A big part of the Democratic coalition would be African Americans, Hispanic Americans, young people, suburban women. And what they're bleeding support. You know, in the case of Hispanic Americans, polls showing that Donald Trump has pulled almost dead even now in terms of Hispanic Americans, who they're going to vote for. In terms of African Americans, he's bleeding 20. I've seen as high as 20 to nearly 30% of the vote. Fully in one poll, 10% of people that voted for Biden in 2020 are saying flat out they're voting for Trump in 2024. And there's a variety of reasons. Donald Trump's base is rock solid. We saw that in the primary. Why is Joe Biden racing to Michigan? Because 18.9% of voters in Michigan voted for anybody but him. And a lot of anger. Why do you think Chuck Schumer literally stabbed our number one ally in the back, Israel, the way he did, followed by Biden backing up Schumer? We need to call for new elections. No, what you should have done, Chuck, is after the worst terror attack in Israel's history, the same Israel that stood by us after 9/11, You should have said, no, Israel must win the war, which is what Bibi Netanyahu is trying to do. And you have now made the situation politically in Israel difficult for the prime minister to complete that mission with your push and your call for elections in Israel. And you did it for your own selfish political reasons. You did it because you're bleeding support left and right and sideways from your base. Now, Prime Minister Netanyahu, he's known for, listen, he's one of the smartest people I've ever known. I've known Bibi for 30 years. And I'm telling you, Prime Minister Netanyahu, you know, is not going to care what this idiot majority leader in the U.S. Senate has to say, or what a cognitively, you know, compromised U.S. president has to say. He's going to finish the job because the survival of his country is hanging in the balance. Here's what he actually said this weekend.
I think Schumer's statements are wholly inappropriate. I think we're not a banana republic. The people of Israel will choose when they'll have elections, who they'll elect, and it's not something that will be foisted upon us. That, you know, it's wrong to try to replace the elected leaders of a sister democracy and a staunch American ally at any time, but especially during the time of war. Just imagine that after 9/11, and when you're in the midst of fighting Al-Qaeda and winning, people will say, oh, well, the right thing, people, some Israeli would say, oh, the right thing to do is not to have new elections in America or have President Bush resign. It's inappropriate, shouldn't have been said, it's wrong.
It's inappropriate, shouldn't have been said, it's wrong, but it's even beyond that. We're basically, for their own political benefit, they have decided that, you know, radicals in their party and trying to hold on to a fraying coalition and their power is more important than winning a war on terror. This Hamas is a terrorist organization. We know that. They were supported by Israel. I'm sorry, supported by to attack Israel. They were supported by Iran. They were supported by the Revolutionary Guard. They were supported by the Quds forces. They were supported with military tactics. They were supported with weaponry. I mean, can you really be that naive, dumb, and stupid? Are you really that power hungry, Chuck? That you would sell our number one ally down the river like this, just kick them when they're down, when they're fighting for their survival. Message, the only message, they're not asking for American boots on the ground. They're not asking even for American money. They are asking for military equipment that they're willing to pay for, and they ought to be getting from us, especially because they're willing to pay for it. But more importantly, we ought to be standing with them because that war on terrorism being waged by radical extremists is not just a war against Israel. It's a war against all of us. And yet you would think that the senator from New York would know better. 2,977 people died on 9/11. Many thousands more from 9/11 related illnesses. The one day, October 7th, extrapolating out the population comparisons between the U.S. and Israel, it would have been the equivalent of 40,000 Americans being murdered in one day. And they're fighting Lebanon and Hezbollah in the north, and they're fighting Hamas and the Palestinians that voted them into power in the south. The only message needs to be clear and unambiguous support for Israel to win the war. Why are you going to fight a war? Why is the president of the United States and the Senate majority leader, a Democrat, why would they ever do that? But anyway, I digress. The latest big lie, Donald Trump is very, very clear, unambiguous here, that he is talking about what China is doing and the manufacturing plants that they have been building in Mexico. And going after China and Mexico for not hiring Americans, and that if he's elected president, he's going to put 100% tariff on every single car that comes across that border, that line, as he called it. And you're not going to be able to sell those cars if I get elected. If I get elected, Now, if I don't get elected, it's going to be a bloodbath of the whole. He said, that's going to be the least of it. A bloodbath of the country. He's obviously talking about the economy, the automobile industry, and jobs. Listen.
If you're listening, President Xi, and you and I are friends, but he understands the way I deal, those big monster car manufacturing plants that you're building in Mexico right now, and you think you're going to get that, you're going to not hire Americans, and you're going to sell the cars to us now, we're going to put a 100% tariff on every single car that comes across the line, and you're not going to be able to sell those cars. If I get elected, now, if I don't get elected, it's going to be a bloodbath for the whole, that's going to be the least of it. It's going to be a bloodbath for the country. That'll be the least of it.
Now, remember that I played the ad, the Democrats and the Biden campaign rushing out, you know, comparing Trump to the KKK. The great irony is the only guy that's running for president, I think the only guy alive that joined with the former Klansmen, is Joe Biden, his friend, his mentor, as he referred to Robert K. Byrd, Robert KKK Byrd. And then, of course, teaming with Robert, former Klansman KKK Byrd, to stop school busing and the integration of public schools. Joe Biden, your president, didn't want public schools to become racial jungles. He told us that. And then they came out with an ad saying Donald Trump supports the Klan because they can't run on Are You Better Off? So they have to demagogue and lie. Well, now already they've rushed out an ad about, oh, it's going to the bloodbath. Listen, I don't know if we have. Do we have that ad? We may not. So the media mob, literally, we went back. This was the easiest layup montage we've ever put together. And that's the media mob using the term bloodbath. Listen.
We just have to win this election because he's even predicting a bloodbath. What does that mean? He's going to exact a bloodbath? There's something wrong here.
It's going to be a bloodbath for the country. That will be the least of it. The full context is that this is much bigger than one single speech. This embrace of political violence, this dehumanizing language. This is what Donald Trump has been preaching 4 years.
Trump is saying the quiet part out loud. And the people who are saying that his comments were taken out of context haven't said anything about all the other things that Trump has done.
And I think in a way, we are all desensitized and inured to the extraordinary, remarkable, and very, at times, un-American and threatening things that the former president is saying.
It's just bull. Let me say that at 6:15 a.m. It's just bull. He knew what he was doing. We're not stupid. Americans aren't stupid.
Actually, he was liberal talking. Joe, I take issue. They are stupid. They're ignorant and they are triggered by all things Trump. Now, I could play that montage forever, but let me switch montages. Let's go to the media and Democrats and their violent record. We'll put a little music behind it.
I just don't even know why there aren't uprisings all over the country, and maybe there will be.
People need to start taking to the streets. This is a dictator.
You know, there needs to be unrest in the streets for as long as there is unrest in our lives.
Enemies of the state.
Show me where it says that protests are supposed to be polite and peaceful.
Do something about your dad's immigration practices, you feckless.
When they go low, we kick.
How do you resist the temptation to run up and wring her neck?
Biggest terror threat in this country is white men, most of them radicalized up to the right.
I thought he should have punched him in the face. I said, even if you lost, he insulted your wife.
Yes.
He came down the escalator and called Mexicans rapists and murderers. He said, well, what do you think I should have done? I said, I think you should have punched him in the face and then gotten out of the race. You would have been a hero.
I'd like to punch him in the face. I said, if we were in high school, I'd take him behind the gym and beat the hell out of him.
When was the last time an actor assassinated a president?
They're still going to have to go out and put a bullet in Donald Trump, and that's a fact.
Where is John Wilkes Booth when you need him?
That's it right there, pulling up.
I have thought an awful lot about blowing up the White House.
I will go and take Trump out tonight.
And if you see anybody from that cabinet in a restaurant, in a department store, at a gasoline station, you get out and you create a crowd. And you push back on them. And you tell them they're not welcome anymore, anywhere.
And sadly, the domestic enemies to our voting system and our honoring our Constitution are right at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
They're not going to stop before Election Day in November, and they're not going to stop after Election Day. And that should be, everyone should take note of that on both levels, that this isn't, they're not going to let up, and they should not.
If you think we're rallying now, you ain't seen nothing yet.
Now, we actually grabbed that off of Twitter. By the way, there are brilliant people. It's not Twitter. It's X, formerly known as Twitter. This is a smear by the very people that stood by silently when even the likes of Madonna, you know, I think an awful lot about blowing up the White House. When's the last time someone assassinated the president? Where's John Wilkes Booth when you need him? You know, we'll put a link to we'll put a link to it on Hannity.com. I mean, there's some very, very, very smart people. Very smart people. And, you know, Linda said, what's it called? Dog Right Girl.
Yeah, her name is Spitfire, but her handle on X is Dog Right Girl.
I don't know any of these people. You won't let me have access to my account.
No, I found her earlier and I loved it, and that's why I wanted to use it.
No, but we put together our own montages, but I thought she did a particularly good job. And on this particular case, no, we don't support everything that everybody on Twitter says or X says, and they are responsible for their own behavior. But the point is, do you get it? There's such phony hypocrites, feigning moral outrage, selective moral outrage, and lying about what the context of the remarks were on purpose. They can't talk about the question, are you better off than you were 4 years ago? All right, who's there for heroes or their families left behind when a service member or a first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who helps our country's homeless vets? And who helps our nation to never forget 9/11/01? I'll tell you who. It's the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Now the foundation's Gold Star, Fallen First Responders, Smart Home, and Homeless Veterans Programs and the foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrances all across America. Over 80 runs, walks, climbs a year, dozens of golf outings, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute. They're educating kids from kindergarten through 12th grade to help our nation keep their vow to never forget. Never forget the sacrifices of our country's greatest heroes. They're hoping all of us will donate $11 a month. Just go to their website. The letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org, the letter T, number 2, letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Hey, if you want a firearm that is easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, it is a portable rifle that you can put together, take apart in just minutes, and then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case that it comes in. It's so small, you can store it pretty much anywhere, and it's light enough to carry everywhere. Now comes in black and two different camo patterns, and you can pick one up for $300 to $400 depending on the finish. Check out their videos. Go to their website. It's one word, henryusa.com/survival. And while you're there, make sure you order their free catalog. Now, Henry makes more than 200 rifles and shotguns and revolvers, all made in America, all backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website, henryusa.com. Get their free catalog. They'll send you free decals and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com. Free catalog decals for the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know, since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation, they have been committed to improving the lives of Americans' vets, first responders, and their families. Now, for over 20 years, the foundation has helped America keep its solemn promise to never forget. Now, Tunnel to Towers provides mortgage-free homes to Gold Star families and the families of fallen first responders with young children. They build specially adapted smart homes for catastrophically injured vets and is working to eradicate veteran homelessness. Now, Dave Marshall served in the Army during World War II and fought in the Battle of the Bulge. Now, he has never forgotten the sacrifices of his comrades in arms, nor the efforts of first responders on 9/11 and in the days and months that followed. He is a loyal and proud foundation donor. Tunnel to Towers is committed to supporting our vets, first responders, and their families, and there are so many of them that need our help. Please join the foundation on their mission to do good and never forget. Just commit $11 a month. You can do it by going to their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. That's the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. Hey, if you want a firearm that is easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, it is a portable rifle that you can put together, take apart in just minutes. And then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case that it comes in. It's so small, you can store it pretty much anywhere, and it's light enough to carry everywhere. Now, it comes in black and two different camo patterns, and you can pick one up for $300 to $400, depending on the finish. Check out their videos. Go to their website. It's one word, henryusa.com/survival. And while you're there, make sure you order their free catalog. Now, Henry makes more than 200 rifles and shotguns and revolvers, all made in America, all backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website, henryusa.com. Get their free catalog. They'll send you free decals and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com. Free catalog decals for the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Ironically, after they purposely have taken Donald Trump's comments about bloodbath out of context, well, isn't it interesting that we find that similar comments have reemerged talking, you know, in the Trump case, he was talking about the auto industry, you know, and he was very clear in what he was talking about. And the mob knows this, you know, Joe Scott, we're not stupid. Well, you're not that smart, Joe. Sorry to tell you, liberal Joe, but you're not. And the rest of them, the mob, the media, we're going to have fun with them tonight. We're going to have a lot of fun because they're all liars. Just like, you know, they've got this new campaign ad that has come out, the Biden campaign rushing out an ad on Trump's bloodbath remarks. Now, notice there's no ads of Joe Biden. You know, are you better off than you were 4 years ago? Are your borders more secure? Is there more law and order and safety and security in your town and your city? Gas prices, by the way, they're going up again. Gas prices never, the national average, never, ever went above $3 a gallon or got to $3 a gallon when Donald Trump was president. Not one time. Yeah, how's gas prices doing for you? Not great. And that's after they raid the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. Help Iran make, you know, $100 billion because they turn a blind eye to the mullahs in Iran producing more oil, selling it on the world market and getting rich so they can foment more terror. And it's pretty unbelievable. And, you know, and the great irony here is they come out with an ad about Trump and race. and try and compare him to the Klan. This coming from the one guy that praised the former Klansman, Robert KKK Byrd, my mentor, my friend, the one guy that actually partnered with the former Klansman, Robert KKK Byrd, and tried to stop school busing and the integration of public schools. He didn't want our public schools to be racial jungles. That's Joe Biden who did that. You know, now we find out that Joe Biden himself, that he used that remark himself when talking about, I believe it was Bernie Sanders back in 2020. A lot of Democrats have used the term bloodbath. A lot of people in the media have used the term bloodbath. I've got a ton of media people and Democrats with their violent rhetoric. We played a lot of it. And you know, we'll play it again if you want. We'll play it later. Or media using the term bloodbath. I could play, you know, the next 5 minutes of that. So there's such phonies and hypocrites. But Joe Biden threatened Bernie Sanders with a bloodbath in the 2020 primary. You know, this is disqualifying and terrifying. Anyway, somebody wrote on X, formerly known as Twitter, a conservative user, said they were reinstated. But anyway, the post has gone viral. But in March in 2020, as the contest was getting more narrow between the former vice president and Bernie Sanders, Biden warned against the primary campaign becoming an internal bloodbath between Democrats that could have weakened the party and allowed Trump to win. We can't let that happen and become a negative bloodbath. Whoopsie daisy. What about all the Democrats? What about Kamala Harris supporting that bail fund and tweeting out support for the bail fund after the precinct was burned down in Minneapolis? They're not going to stop. They shouldn't stop. We're not going to stop. The protesters shouldn't let up. What about Nancy Pelosi saying, I just don't know why there aren't uprisings all over the country. Maybe there will be. Then, of course, one of our all-time favorites is Maxine Waters. If you see anybody from that cabinet in a restaurant, in a department store, a gasoline station, you get out and create a crowd and you push back on them and you tell them they're not welcome anymore, anywhere. Oh, how come they're not part of this new ad? Listen.
Now, if I don't get elected, it's going to be a bloodbath, and it's going to be a bloodbath for the country.
Jews will not replace us!
But you also had people that were very fine people on both sides.
Are you willing to condemn white supremacists and militia groups from
Proud Boys, stand back and stand by.
Please rise for the horribly and unfairly treated January 6th hostages.
There'd be a lot of pardons and commutations of January 6th defendants.
Yes, absolutely.
Tell your supporters now, no matter what, no violence.
And it's going to be a bloodbath.
Joe Biden used the term. All the violent talk by Democrats in the media, Democrats in Washington, his own vice president tweeting out the bail fund, 574 riots. Does that sound like justice? Caused dozens of deaths in America. Thousands of cops pelted with bricks, rocks, bottles, Molotov cocktails, and the mob and the media and the Democrats. Oh, mostly peaceful protests. No, they weren't mostly peaceful. Billions in property damage. Where was the committee to investigate the summer of 2020 violence? Yeah, the January 6th committee. Now we know that they've been hiding a lot of information from the American people, and a lot of that information apparently is missing in action. Now we know that the blockbuster testimony of one of the witnesses they had about, well, I heard third hand hearsay witnesses sound familiar. I heard that Donald Trump tried to commandeer the beast on January 6th. The only problem is that Liz Cheney and company actually had testimony from the Secret Service agent Ornato, who was driving the car that day, and said it never happened. Or as we played last week on this program, the four people out of five that were in the room That being the president himself and his chief of staff, Mark Meadows, and Secretary of Defense at the time, Miller, and his chief of staff, Kash Patel, you know, all pointing out that Donald Trump in the days leading up to January 6th, guess what? He was authorizing 10,000 National Guard troops and maybe more. It was the mayor of D.C. that needed to sign off on it and in writing rejected it. Or the Capitol Police chief, who actually wrote a book about it, left his position. He was begging for the National Guard because of actionable intelligence that he saw in the days before January 6th. Even Lester Holt at NBC News pointed out, yeah, it was actionable intelligence. But back to this, you know, bloodbath smear and slander, which is all the Democrats are capable of. What did I say this election would be about when I came back from my long vacation after Christmas? What did I say? It's all going to be about demagoguery of the Democrats. They're going to talk about Republicans, the very people that want elected officials to unilaterally be allowed to remove somebody's name from a ballot for the issue of insurrection, even though such person has never been charged with insurrection, let alone convicted of insurrection. We should have an investigation, by the way, into the January 6th committee now and what's missing. The evidence, why did they withhold exculpatory evidence for Donald Trump? I told you from the beginning it had a predetermined outcome. I was right then. Here we go, proven right again. Where's the investigation into the summer of 2020, the 574 riots? Well, they were mostly Democrats that were out there rioting. Why would we want to go after them? Why would we be critical of them? I love Elon Musk has weighed in on this on X and apparently put up a post of video clips of liberal Joe in the morning at MSDNC, you know, and video clips from the January 6, 2021 Capitol riot. Donald Trump's America. He's proud of it. Well, what do we say about MSDNC and fake news CNN? You know, how many times do we see behind the reporters? It's mostly peaceful here. And behind them, the city is like burning behind them live on television. What about the dozens of dead Americans? What about the thousands of injured cops? What about the billions in property damage? Anyway, Musk fires back, says, well, first he went on to talk about January 6th. Then he said, your post is misleading. Donald Trump was referring to job losses in the auto industry when he used that word. Your post is extremely misleading. In another post, Musk was mocking the people that use the term bloodbath as what he calls NPCs or non-player characters, which is kind of a meme to refer to people that don't think for themselves. Easy to tell who's an NPC today, he said. He's right. And, you know, featuring a meme of a cartoon of identical people all thinking about the word bloodbath. That's why I call the media the mob. They have a mob mindset. Pelosi suggesting Trump meant he will exact a bloodbath if he doesn't win. ABC, they all went with the lie. MSDNC, fake news CNN, the New York Times, all of them went with the lie and spread the lie. And he was clearly talking about the loss of jobs in the auto industry, which will happen because Joe Biden is not capable of standing up to China. Can you imagine the dossier that the communist Chinese must have on Hunter Biden? What the Russians must have on Hunter Biden? I can only imagine. You know, he's making tens of millions of dollars from our top political adversaries with no experience. What a great country this is. No experience in energy, oil, gas, or any experience in these countries we're talking about. We'll play it later, but Biden had to beg for applause during a St. Patrick's Day speech. You know, jacked up Joe is long gone and he's returned to form and he's mumbling and bumbling and stumbling away all weekend. One Washington Post columnist begging Kamala Harris to step aside. Please, Madam Vice President, do it for your country. Well, who are they going to replace her with? Who's going to replace Biden? Biden had a profanity-filled meltdown when he was briefed on his polling numbers that are plunging. This, according to NBC News, recent private meeting at the White House, allies of the president told him that His poll numbers in Michigan and Georgia had dropped over his handling of the war between Israel and Hamas. Why do you think Chuck Schumer came out with the, oh, we need elections in Israel, in the while they're in the middle of a war for their survival? He stabs our number one ally in the back. Unreal. Joe Biden followed suit. It might have been one of the scariest clips I've seen of Joe this weekend. Literally looks around side to side, points in directions, no idea where to go until finally somebody grabs him and guides him, brings him inside from the rain. So embarrassing. Please clap. Pretty please clap. It's unreal. And of course, you have all the international, you know, business of Hunter. Nobody in the mob, the media, is a little curious why somebody with no experience, addicted to crack cocaine, is making all this money. And how? Well, tell me what Joe has done successfully. You're not going to mention the border. You're not going to mention his foreign policy. You're not going to mention the economy. What has he done? Are you better off than you were 4 years ago? Zillow. I spend a lot of time on Zillow because I'm fascinated with real estate. I'm obsessed with it. Under Trump, a household income of $59,000 a year would comfortably afford the monthly mortgage on a typical U.S. home. Under Biden, that number is now $106,000. Biden's taken a wrecking ball to America's housing market. There's a good piece out in the New York Post about that today. Fox Business points out gas prices about to soar again. National average going up, headed back to $4 a gallon. Never got to $3 a gallon nationally under Trump. Listen to this prediction by the Bank of America, their top equity strategist. The U.S. economy is sinking into a 1970-style dilemma where inflation sticks around, but the economy cools, and investors are ignoring it at their own peril, according to the top equity strategist at Bank of America. Signs that the U.S. economy is flipping from Goldilocks to stagflation has multiplied recently. Remember, in the last 2 weeks, we learned the consumer price index, which measures inflation, up 3.2% from last year. Wholesale prices, a week later, we learned, are up significantly from the year before as well. None of it's good. Trump plans to end Joe Biden's electric vehicle tax credit, which I think he should. And by the way, and a guy like Elon Musk and Tesla, I hope his company's successful. I'll tell you why. If enough people buy his cars, then Americans keep working. I want Ford to be successful. I want every car maker to be successful. But stop shoving cars down people's throat when they don't want them. Biden administration now is about to finalize major gas car crackdowns over warnings from automakers that people don't want them. It's unreal. 800-941-SHAWN is our number. You know, if everybody listening to my voice right now, if you look in your garage, your closet, your attic, your basement, you're going to find family memories. You're going to find photos. You're going to find reel-to-reel tapes. You're going to find camcorder tapes, DVD, whatever you have. Now, if you go to legacybox.com/Hannity, they're having their $9 sale at Legacy Box. That's 65% off. Now, all you got to do, they will mail you a box at your leisure. You put all your family memories in that box, and they will preserve them in perpetuity. And maybe you'll get to hear grandma or grandpa's voice again if they passed away. Maybe even your mom and dad's voice. God knows, right? How cool is that? And generations from now will thank you because they'll get to know what their great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandparents look like and follow their family tree. It's only a $9 videotape sale, 65% off. Order your Legacy Box now. Go to legacybox.com/Hannity. This $9 tape sale is only going on for a short time. Legacybox.com/Hannity.
John Hannity.
All right, when we come back, we're going to get Newt Gingrich straight ahead. Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, there's so much happening in our country, from border issues to local crime. It seems to be everywhere. Our friends at Byrner offer a less lethal option so you can protect yourself and be ready for any threat you may have to face. That's Byrna, B-Y-R-N-A. Now, Byrna fires powerful deterrents like tear gas and kinetic ammo. No background checks required, and they can ship it right to your door. Bob Brayton was at home when an intruder physically forced his way inside, but luckily, Bob had just received his Byrna 4 days prior to the incident, and he used it to backpedal the man outside off his property. Now, the Byrna saved two lives that day. Government agencies, police departments across the country, they are now relying more than ever on Byrna as their go-to less lethal option. You can join 500,000 other people that rely on Byrna for protection. Go to their website, check out their videos, byrna.com/Hannity. You'll get a 10% discount. That's byrna.com/Hannity. Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation, they have supported our nation's heroes and their families ever since. Heroes like Marine Corps Sergeant Adam Mayo. Now, Mayo served our nation for over 7 years before he was catastrophically injured during training. Now, he was left paralyzed from the chest down, severely limiting his ability to move around his home independently. Now, Tunnel to Towers paid for Sergeant Mayo's mortgage, and that removed that financial burden from him and his family. The foundation gave him a specially adapted smart home designed for his very specific needs and injuries. And Tunnel to Towers has already come to the aid of so many heroes and their families by providing mortgage-free homes. They can only do it with your generosity. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good and never forget. We hope you'll join all of us here at Team Hannity. Go to their website, commit to $11 a month. Go to the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. The letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Hey, if you want a firearm that is easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, it is a portable rifle that you can put together, take apart in just minutes. And then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case that it comes in. It's so small, you can store it pretty much anywhere. And it's light enough to carry everywhere. Now, it comes in black and two different camo patterns. And you can pick one up for $300 to $400, depending on the finish. Check out their videos. Go to their website. It's one word, henryusa.com/survival. And while you're there, make sure you order their free catalog. Now, Henry makes more than 200 rifles and shotguns and revolvers, all made in America, all backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website, henryusa.com. Get their free catalog. They'll send you free decals and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com, free catalog decals for the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle.
The following is a high-five moment from highfivecasino.com.
I won! Yahoo!
Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again.
Platoon, present cell phone. High Five.
High Five.
Casino.
Casino.
Win at High Five Casino.
.com. High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.